What is it like when you're a celebrity judge at the Memory Ball, all benefiting Alzheimer's, seeing these folks that are not professional dancers, but out there, some with professional dancers, looking so good?
I love it. I mean, I hate to be a judge because I think everybody you can find the good in everyone. But when I danced for the Memory Ball two years in a row, I remember the big commitment it took, and you know, and it's not easy. And so, you know, I'm at least used to sort of skating. So even though I don't have great memory when it comes to remembering choreography on ice, it was hard on the floor. So, you know, my heart goes out to the people, you know, the doctors and all the, you know, the local people who are really working hard. And I know they're all embarrassed, but as soon as it's over, they all say, oh, I will do it again. So it's a lot of fun, but it's stressful because you really have to practice and you have to learn. So, I mean, I'd never learned to dance, still can't, but it's fun. It's really fun. And I hate to judge because I think they're all doing well, but it's all about raising money. So they have two trophies, which I think they started doing last year for the first time. So they have the technical, you know, the technically the best ones, and then they have you're our star, and that's the one who raises the most money. So it's fun.
It's funny to hear you say that you really, you know, say, I can't dance. I mean, people have watched you over the years on the ice, and the average person would say, Dorothy Hamill's a fantastic dancer.
Well, they haven't seen me dance then. No, you know, in skating, we're always pushing, so we sort of lunge. So when we get onto the floor, we always feel like we have to push so we can get speed, and you don't want speed. And, you know, we have those big clodhopper skates on our feet, so you can't really point your toes. And in dance, you have to point your toes. And also, you know, it's different musically. The body movements are very different. And I'm always choreographed. So, you know, so I have somebody telling me, do this, do that. No, do it this way. You know, so it's really, I spend a lot of time doing that just in what I'm supposed to know something about, and that's skating.
What about skating? What about you on the ice these days?
I haven't been practicing as much as I'd like to. In the summertime, I practice a lot. They've closed Northwest, so it's a real trek for me to get to the rink. And, you know, unless I have a performance right there in front of me, you know, it's easy for me to say, well, I'll go in tomorrow or I'll go in the next day. So unless I have something specific that I'm working for, then, you know, I'm just not great at performing. But I have adults that I teach, and I have a nice program with Kennedy Krieger that it's adaptive skating for the youngsters with spinal cord injuries. So I'm still on the ice, but I'm not really doing jumps and spins as much as I would like to.
And I know in the last year, especially around the holidays, we saw all those ads with you and the jewelry benefiting cancer research. What has that been like?
That's been really fun, actually. I just came back. I teamed up with Helzberg Diamonds, and been designing jewelry. And I can't draw very well, but I'm learning. But I have someone who translates. And I just came back, actually, from seeing the new collection that we're working on. So we're going to do it another year or two. So it's fun. It's nice to be doing something. And I've always been a fan of jewelry. So it's great to be able to do something useful with it.
Every time I tell people I'm going to talk to you, to a person, each one asks, they say, ask Dorothy Hamill why she's decided on living in Baltimore, why she has been attracted to our great city.
I love Baltimore, and it's real, it's gritty, it's like every city, it has good things and not so good things. I have the best friends here in the world, and I would never, you know, I would never go anyplace else. As long as they're here, it's about friends and about what you make of it, and it's beautiful. I love the architecture and the trees, and, you know, it's not ever that cold, except for this last winter, or, you know, that hot, and if it is, it's, you know, it's only for a month or so. So I just love it here. I really do.
And what's it like being Dorothy Hamill, Olympic gold medalist in Baltimore?
I'm very much under the radar, which is really great. You know, most people didn't know much about ice skating when I won the Olympics, especially in Baltimore. But there's some great coaches here and some really terrific skaters here, and it's a nice community. So as far as, you know, I don't have to worry about people, you know, recognizing me or asking for autographs or anything. They're pretty nice to me. They let me, the people that do recognize me, you know, and Eddie's or Growls or, you know, wherever, Wegmans, everybody's just quiet. And yeah, I shop for groceries too. And I just, it's great. I can, you can just sort of be yourself here in Baltimore. You don't have to pretend to be somebody. And I like that.
And for the memory ball, the folks that are going to be dancing and the judges like you, so many people have personal ties, touches, their lives have been affected by Alzheimer's.
Oh, yes. Yes. My best friend's mother is really now suffering a lot. My skating coach, his mom passed away a few years ago. And I just know so many people that are actually, you know, their parents are right in the thick of it. And, you know, with all the other causes, it's awareness and money to help, you know, the research. That's, there will be, and they've made such advances in Alzheimer's and, you know, breast cancer and all of that. So it just takes money from those of us who aren't scientists, and awareness and research. So, you know, we just hope it doesn't really hit us or our family and loved ones.
I have to ask you about your book. People keep buying your book. It's something that was different, I know, when we first talked about it.
Yeah.
It's out there. What has it been like for you to have a book out there where you did open up like you did in it?
It's been, actually, I've had lots of people that have come up to me and said, oh my gosh, I didn't know that you were going through this or that. And, you know, of course, it's always one's own perspective. And, you know, I wasn't thrilled with the end result because I had a hard time with the woman who was helping me write it. But I've gotten a lot of positive reaction from people who, you know, have gone through and are going through the same thing, whether it's, you know, depression or, you know, just because you're an Olympic champion doesn't mean everything is perfect. It's not always the fairy tale that it seems. And, you know, for all the time I spent ice skating and training, I didn't learn to do other things. So, you know, it's just, it's a commitment on, you know, my parents, and it was, I couldn't have done it without them, but it wasn't, you know, perfect all the time.
Well, a lot of stuff's gone on in Baltimore that couldn't have been done without you. Good luck as a celebrity judge at the Memory Ball.
Thank you so much. And if people want to vote, you know, there is the website, if you don't mind if I do a little pitch, do you? It's www.alz.org/Maryland. So, $1, one vote.
Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me again.